defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And oh man. Sick people, folks. Sick people. And it's one thing if you can just avoid them. You know, you find out your neighbors want to trans kids, or your teacher wants to trans kids, or there's a school district that wants to trans kids and all this other sick stuff. At least you can just avoid them in a free country and just say, okay, we're getting away from that. But no, the Democrats want to make it permanent policy. The Democrats want to indoctrinate it and force it in every institution in this country that they control. And they'll censor those that won't go along for the ride. But see, then they do this crap. This local news here. Are schools performing gender-affirming surgeries on kids? There's no evidence of schools performing surgeries to change students' gender. Former President Donald Trump has falsely claimed multiple times on the campaign that public schools are performing gender-affirming surgeries on kids. So it's all this misrepresentation, like, oh, no. No, they're not doing it in the schools. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, they don't have a freaking surgery bed and a surgeon at the school chopping them up. The teachers introduce them to the ideology, indoctrinate them into the ideology, confuse them at a young and vulnerable age, and then sign them up to go to the doctors without the parents' permission. That's what happens. Where they say, oh, Trump says it's happening in the schools. They're just such liars, man. And you know what? I got a lady on, because I talked to these local activists. She's also a veteran. You know, we got the veteran show coming up this week, so I should probably reach out and get her on. She did a deep dive into this. And we've had other parents on, and we've talked about this before. She did a deep dive. Folks, it's so prevalent in public schools, it would blow your mind. It's like guaranteed, if you're in a liberal, leftist, Democrat area, or the people that run your school district or your school are big leftists, your kids are getting transgender indoctrination. 100% they're getting the gay flag indoctrination, or whatever it is now. But it's so over the top, you can't even believe it. It's more important to them than teaching history. It's more important to them than teaching math. It's more important to them than teaching geography, English, you name it. The sexual indoctrination is number one for these liberals, because that's really what they care about. I mean, oh my gosh. I just can't even believe that we're dealing with this. I can't even believe this is a real thing. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, we got all these complex issues that we're dealing with as a country, as a nation. A lot of complex issues. And people focus on the complex issues because they are a big deal. And, you know, it's kind of like their thing to focus on these complex issues. And they feel like, well, look at how intellectual I am. I got these complex issues. I mean, for the love of God, this is as basic as it gets. Hey, I don't want to sexually indoctrinate kids. Hey, I don't want to pervert children. Hey, I don't want perverts and pedophiles getting access to children. Hey, I don't want to use the public school institution to promote propaganda and sexual propaganda to kids. It's like, we can't even defeat that at a basic level. And then people want to focus on all these different complex issues and say, why can't people see it? Why can't people see it? Why can't we do anything about this? For the love of God, we can't even stop pedophiles from sending your kid to a surgeon to get chopped up. And it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And these parents, they don't know what's going on. They send their kids to school. They don't even know. So I'm saying, most people don't know what's going on, folks. And they send their kids to school. They look in their backpack, and there's a pamphlet in there about gay sex. They're like, why does my second grader have a pamphlet about oral sex and sodomy and a gay flag that they colored in? Liberals, that's why. Democrats, that's why.
folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Wow, you're such a radical. You're such an extremist. You don't want perverts and pedophiles getting access to children and generally mutilating them. Jeez, what's wrong with you? All right, I can't even just, I got to stop it. Starting to lose my patience here, lose my temper here. You know, just demons running your school system. So, it's you know, it is what it is. Okay, let's take a deep breath. We are in the final hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I do have some other stories we're going to cover here, a couple other video clips, but I want to take calls in this hour as well. Anything we've covered today is fair game. And so, the number to call in, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen right now. Give us a call. Let us know your name, where you're from, and we will get you up and on the air.
The crew is trying to, what would you call that, guys? No, de-escalate, let's say. The crew is trying to de-escalate. The crew is trying to pressure release. It's a good thing. I guess I'm on, what am I on air? Once I get like hour four, hour five on air is when I kind of start to go off the rails a little bit. You notice that I don't do double duty as much anymore. I used to do double duty here all the time. Now I try not to because you get to hour four or five, you know, steam coming out of your ears, spinning with the insanity of the news. That, you know what, just you suggesting I do that was funny enough. They wanted me to play the video of the racist turtle. But it worked. Just suggesting that I play it was enough. So I don't need to play it. All right? You're not going to call the turtles racist on my watch. It's a vision thing. They got something wrong with their vision. They don't like black things. My tortoise does the same thing. That's enough. Let's get serious. All right, I do have some big news here. We got some breaking news. We're going to take calls as well here in the final hour. All right. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com, some of your favorite products that are there. Could be some of the last times to purchase them. So I would suggest loading up. I'm going to be loading up on Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to be loading up on Brain Force Ultra. For sure, Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, 40% off. For sure, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. For sure, DNA Force Plus on sale as well. All of these things at InfoWarsStore.com while they're in stock, while they're on sale. Get them while they last. InfoWarsStore.com. Reminder to take your vitamins, take your supplements, get them while they're in stock, get them while they're on sale, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, some breaking news here. By the way, this stuff is, you know, it's not really sexy, so it doesn't really get covered. Like, there's a longshoreman strike happening right now, too. Longshoreman strike, yeah. There's a longshoreman strike happening right now, kind of a big deal. It's like tens of thousands of longshoremen about to go on strike because of the bad economy and the policies from the Biden-Harris administration. Now you've got another one. I mean, let's just go through these headlines. New York Times,
A looming East Coast port strike could shake the economy, threatening to strike starting October 1st. Again, it's just bad policy from the Biden administration. They're crushing the economy. How long will the port strike last? Port officials break for potential strike by dock workers along the East Coast. A threatened port strike is already having an impact in America. Could shut 36 ports from Texas to Maine. East Coast port strike could jam up holiday shipping season. Labor Department contacts employers amid looming U.S. port strike. Importers rush to beat the strike threat to the East Coast ports. I mean, this could really slow down the economy big time. Do we still have emergency food in stock at InfoWarsStore.com? Might be something worth looking into if you don't have any. Let's hope it doesn't get that bad. But I'm telling you, you just got strikes everywhere. The economy is so bad. Workers are getting crushed. Industries are getting crushed. And then these groups, these unions that usually support Democrats, are now protesting the Democrat policies. That's ironic. Yeah, we do have emergency food at InfoWarsStore.com. Might be a good time to load up, just saying, with all the other threats we have going on. Like, these stories are everywhere. What are they talking about? And you know, they'll say, oh, InfoWars, Alex Jones, these people, conspiracy theorists. Oh, here's the Washington Post. Beset by threats of violence, Congress prepares for mass casualty event. Mass casualty event. Congress must ensure it can continue to govern in the aftermath of mass violence. Oh, yeah, let's make sure the government that's screwing us all over and destroying our country, let's make sure that they get more power. I mean, what does that tell you? Who's got the motive? Politico. One pistol clip can change the balance of power. Congress is wholly unprepared for a mass casualty event. One pistol clip? You mean if you guys kill Trump? Is that what you're meaning here? You mean if you kill Trump? One pistol clip could change the balance of power, like you guys killed Trump? That's what you mean, right? That's what you're talking about? Mass casualty event. What are they talking about? Oh, the war that you're escalating in the Middle East? The war that you're escalating with Russia? They've got nuclear submarines 60 miles off the Florida coast. Is that what you're talking about? Power outages, protests, strikes, shutting down the economy. Is that what you guys are talking about, mass casualty event? What are you talking about? Or are you afraid if you kill Donald Trump, there'll be riots? I mean, what are you talking about? No, but see, it's all about destabilization and then government getting more power than ever before. That's what it's all about. They'll cause the destabilization. They'll cause the war. And then they'll assert power. Maybe they'll go full Zelensky in Ukraine and just cancel all elections. Vladimir Zelensky of Ukraine is an illegitimate president. He canceled elections. The state of emergency powers, as were the statutes in Ukraine, are expired. So he doesn't even have statute of limitation. So he doesn't even have statute as far as he can suspend elections with emergency powers. That's expired. So he's a dictator. Oh, the American media don't tell you that, though. They love Zelensky. They sign bombs and deliver them to Zelensky. He's an illegitimate president. He canceled elections. So is that what they're going to do here, folks? Is that what this sycophant U.S. government, deep state, Biden-Harris administration is going to do here? Maybe they want war. Maybe they want to provoke Russia into war. Maybe they want to provoke the Middle East into war so that they can cancel the election and assume permanent power. Maybe that's what they want to do. Is that what they mean? Is that what they're talking about? All right. Oh, yes, but I'm sure the leader of the United Arab Emirates, President Sheikh Mohammed, I'm sure he took his meeting with Kamala Harris very seriously because, you know, how much they respect women in leadership roles. Don't you know all the women leaders in the UAE? Don't you know all the women leaders in Islam and Muslim countries? It was supposed to be Joe Biden. He no-showed. Joe Biden was a no-show, so they sent Kamala out there. What an embarrassment. What an absolute embarrassment. And she says, oh, the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Give me a break. You guys have done nothing to stop Israel. I love how to do this. They give Israel the bombs. They give Israel the green light. And then they say, oh, the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. They put 400 brown recluses in your bed. And then one of them bites you. And you got to get your leg amputated. You say, oh, we have to deal with this crisis. You caused the crisis. You are the crisis. Here we go to the phone lines. Where should we go? Where should we go? Let's go to Mark in California. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, the cuck destroyer.
What's up, Mark?
You are the man. How are you, sir?
I'm all right.
Good. Well, you were talking about our favorite non-president earlier today on the Alex Jones show, I believe it was Biden. And the reason I wanted to bring this up, by the way, before I get into that, I already have 1,140 entries on the AlexJonesStore.com. I'm going to win that truck, and then I'm going to donate back to you.
Oh,
so we'll talk about that later.
I'm not going to fight you on that. I will coalesce, Mark. I will coalesce.
So here's what they're doing. Here's why they're bringing out Biden now, and he's screaming out, "Who's up next? Who's up next?" And
he was mad. I think his teleprompter failed. He was like, "Who's up? Who's up?" And nobody was there to back him up.
Well, you know why he's mad? They took away what little power he had. I mean, Jill's running the cabinet meetings. He just sits on the beat. He wasn't in control before, but what little bit of pretense he had to be the president, they took that away. He's shot.
But no, you're right. It's not even. I mean, he's been shot for a while. Now he's just given up. He doesn't even care anymore. They usurped him, so he's basically like, "Screw you! I'm not even going to try to put on a good face anymore."
Well, you're right.
Remember the other day he said. They're trying to stop me from getting access to children, but I don't care. Come up here, little children.
Little girls, come on up. But here's the thing. Owen, they're doing this on purpose because I'm telling, like I told the guy that took my call, they're setting him up so that they're going to, the October surprise is going to be, they're going to 25th Amendment him. And he knows it's coming, by the way. That's why he's so pissy and screwing them 10 ways to Sunday. They're going to 25th Amendment him, and then it's going to be the first woman president, Camel Toe Harris, and that's going to happen in a couple weeks. And so from October 15th, whatever, through November, December, and into January, it will be Madam or Madam of the House or Lady Prostitute President Kamala Harris. That's what they're doing.
I would say that's a very real possibility. The only outlier I wonder about, because if Joe Biden sees it's coming, what's he going to do? Because he's got to pardon his son. He's not going to let his son go to prison. So he's going to have to pardon his son in some part of this. But, you know, part of me wonders, the other outlier, too, I see, because I'm just looking at all the potentials here, do they really want President Kamala Harris going into the election? Because she's running against herself. I mean, she's running against the current administration in her campaign. So if she's president, how does she pull that off?
Okay, Owen, I watch Harrison, Alex, and then you morning, noon, and night. But I did JP React. There's other people I watch, Jason Goodman, Crowdsource the Truth. The thing is, they've already cut a deal. Kamala Harris has already cut a deal where she's going to step in, and then she is going to issue the pardon for Hunter and the Biden family.
Wow. See,
that's why it's going to take the heat off them.
Well, it's bad politics, though. But they probably don't even care at this point. It's all, you're right. It's all about dealing for power.
Right, but here's the other thing. They're looking at the international thing, not so much just America. Because you and I both know they don't give a rat's rear end about Americans, right? They don't give a rat's rear end about my son's a sheriff, my brother is a L.A. I shouldn't have said L.A., but he's a police officer. They don't care about the working Americans. They care about the international scene, okay? So Biden will check out, Kamala will come in, she'll be Madam President, then, and Madam in the first tense of things, then she'll issue the pardons to the Biden family. That'll take the heat off Joe that he didn't pardon himself. He didn't pardon his son.
Well, and Kamala, though, and she's so dumb. I mean, she really is dumb. There's rumors out there now, and, you know, there's no way to confirm this stuff, but people that went to college with her or claim to have went to college with her, when they did group IQ test, she scored the lowest every time and, like, was below 80 even. And so, again, I don't know if that's true or not. It wouldn't surprise me. But she, if that happens, she would be the one getting set up to take the fall. If they do that play, then they will collapse everything under Kamala. But she won't care because they'll just install her as a permanent puppet president, and she'll just get to swagger around and prance around and cackle around and just feel like she's finally made it. She has the most powerful woman in the history of the world. So that's really all she cares about. Those are good potentials. Mark, we're going to mark down this call for your prediction, and because you assured me that you were going to win the raffle from thealexjonesstore.com. So we're going to mark this. We're going to bookmark this. We may have to come back to this, Mark. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Saks in New York City. Go ahead.
Oh, and you are the tip of the spear. Hell yeah, absolutely, brother. But you know what? I'm a big fan of you guys, a big fan of Alex. I've been watching since mid-90s. I buy other products even whenever I can't afford them. And I think it's very important, and you guys are a big advocate of this, of getting people to sign up for the election to vote. I haven't voted. I've never voted in my life. And I want to call attention to someone, this influencer that you've played his videos before, is Adam Francisco. He's the one with the soy boy that attacked him recently.
Yeah, he's great.
This guy, he is amazing. And you know what? A lot of people use his videos. They go viral. Don't give him any credit. And he's the reason why this is the first time I've registered to vote and I'm voting for Trump. I would just want to ask you, brother, if you would give him some time on your show, if you could interview him.
You know, I think he's been on my show before. I believe I've met him. I always try to give people the credit when I play their videos. We play a lot of other people's content here. I always try to give them credit. I may not have a perfect score there, but I always try to. But yeah, I'd be happy to get him on the show. Absolutely. I just don't know how to get in contact with him.
I could get in touch with him. I could put him in touch with you. What's the best way?
Well, let's just put you on hold then.
Okay.
And you can talk to my call screener, and we'll just try to work it out like that. We won't do that on the air. Yeah, I think the problem I've had, I believe I've either met him or had him on the show before, but I think the problem that I've had is I just, for whatever reason, can't find his socials. Because that's normally how I get in touch with people, obviously. Let's take another call. Let's go to Robert in Virginia. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm trying not to get depressed watching your show. Just so many things to try to deal with here that really coming at us fast these days. But I wanted to share a quick story with you about a farm that we used to run down in Florida before we relocated here to the mountains, to hunker down, basically. But about 4 years ago, I caught four Haitians trying to cross the fence in the front of my farm to bash my goats in the head with a rock. So this problem with the Haitians and the immigrants in general has existed for far longer than it's been evident through the media. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, and it really is. I mean, it's crazy, but it's true. They were probably bashing that goat in to do some sort of a weird demonic ritual.
Yeah, fortunately, my neighbor caught him, he's an ex-military guy, and they didn't get in there to where I needed to have a weird ritual on them. So,
what was the fate of these invaders?
Nothing. I mean, not a thing happened to them. They walked away. And then I can tell you a little bit more of a story. We raised tropical fruit down there, and we had lychee trees. And lychees in Florida only bloom when you get a certain amount of cold weather, and then you get the fruit. We went off to do a market one Sunday afternoon. We came back, and there was not one lychee on the tree or on the ground. It was like, it's probably about $50,000 worth of fruit that was stolen that day. It was unbelievable. And it turned out that probably Hispanics this time But they'd come, we were gone because they staked us out, and they stole every piece of fruit off of 10 trees. It was unbelievable, like a vacuum had taken them. So that's pretty much when I was red-pilled. I was dang tired of it,
yep.
And I really appreciate the viewpoints that you guys bring to me. But I wanted to talk about something else real quick, if I could.
Well, I would just respond quickly, because I've said this many times, and it was true with me. I think it's true with most people. You can't force somebody to take the red pill, right? Something has to happen in your life. It has to be an organic experience in your life when you have that awakening process. And so that was it for you. And, I mean, really, the further you get down this timeline, obviously, the more people get red-pilled. It doesn't go the other way.
You're right. You're right. It doesn't. I mean, once your eyes are open, you can't.
Yeah, I mean, look at Chicago. Look at Denver. Look at New York. Look at Springfield, Ohio. Like, you don't think these people are red-pilled now? We heard that one lady from Alabama. She's like, I didn't realize what the policies were doing to our country until this Haitian illegal immigrant that the Democrats brought in killed a nurse and a teacher.
Yeah. I mean, and then they walked scot-free. You can bet those people aren't going to spend any time in jail.
Oh, it's crazy. No, they never do.
Yeah, that's crazy. So this thing in Springfield and then all the other small towns, which you showed us earlier, it really pisses me off when I see people in a town meeting, town council, the mayor, or anything else. These poor people are suffering. They're coming in to ask the people that are in power to do something for them, and all they get is, thank you. And you know what? That makes me really mad. So here's what I think these folks ought to do. They ought to find somebody who knows how to write in Creole, and they ought to get the addresses for all these guys up there on the town council who are living in their gated communities, and this isn't affecting. They ought to give them out their phone numbers and their address to each and every one of those people who are ineffective and not doing anything. And then they have to, probably the hardest thing is they're going to have to find a Haitian that can read that Creole. And once they find that person, they can spread that information around. And those folks can experience the same thing that they've asked the people in their town to do that they're supposed to be protecting.
All right, Robert, thank you for the call. Now, tell me, somebody explain to me what happens here to Fetterman. Asked about some policy issues with the election, and just, what is this, a brain malfunction? Is this just a, I don't want to answer your question? What happens to John Fetterman on this live television interview in clip four?
Questions for Senator Lindsey Graham, there's no doubt about that. But to the point, what do you now like about fracking? You say you're not going to ban it. You support it now.
They're eating dogs. They're eating cats. You know, again, so, okay. Yes. And any more on fracking? I think.
Well, I want to ask you about the Middle East, actually. Let's move on, because I do want to get this in. This week, as you know.
Kirsten Welker just moves on. What is that? So all the Democrats are changing their stance on fracking because they know they need to win Pennsylvania to win this election. So now they all love fracking. It's all a lie. Maybe they'll cancel it. Maybe they won't. Who knows? All they do is lie. So, Mr. Fetterman, you change your stance on fracking. Why? They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Yeah, that's it on fracking. Anything else? And Kirsten Welker, the Democrat hack, just moves on. Doesn't even follow up. I mean, what a joke. Can you imagine if we had a serious country with serious people and serious media and serious leaders and serious politicians? I mean, folks, we'd be expanding and prosperous and in the stars. It'd be unreal.
I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me. It's not just the crew. It's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners, that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalist owned documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out, because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I've believed in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself. And I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, but to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies, 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer, isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men, Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling it for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
The legendary Brett Favre was testifying in front of Congress today about football concussions, because that's such a pressing issue for the American people. But nonetheless, he was, and he made a rather sad announcement that he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Here's that, clip six.
Facility at Southern Miss. Yeah, the one that's gotten all the publicity. I wanted to help my alma mater and benefit the community. Southern Miss introduced me to the nonprofit to see if they could help with the funding. I had no way of knowing that there was anything wrong with how the state funded the project, especially since it was publicly approved by many state agencies and multiple attorneys, including the Attorney General. Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others, and I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me, because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's. This is also a cause dear to my heart. Recently, the doctor running the company pleaded guilty to taking TANF money for his own use. I believe that I got swept up in a civil lawsuit at the instigation of State Auditor Shad White.
I bet if Brett Favre was a good liberal Democrat endorsing Democrats and their policies, he probably wouldn't have ended up in that conspiracy. But Brett Favre, literally a guy who left it all out on the field and is now being diagnosed with Parkinson's. It's a sad state of affairs. But he's a great American, and he's a conservative, so they come after him with everything they got. All right. Let's just stick to the phone calls the rest of the way. We'll save some of these other things for tomorrow. Let's see here. How about Zavuya in California? That's fun to say. Zavuya, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, I'd just like to thank you very much for a phenomenal show today. It is off the charts, and I had to call in. I'm a longtime listener and first-time caller since 1995. Or maybe it was 96, actually, when I came back from my travel. Yes, sir. And so what we have to do next time you talk to Marjorie Taylor Greene, we have to tell her that we have to put a law in that abolishes Obama's executive order that he made in 2008 that made propaganda legal, okay, which goes against a 1948 law that made an end to propaganda.
Was that the Smith-Mundt Act?
You know what? I'm not sure. I didn't go any further into it. But it was kind of right after World War one of them, you know, and then they knew that propaganda was the way that they swayed the people. So we have to stop that. That's one of their
barriers. It's like the Mockingbird. It's like the CIA Mockingbird press.
Yes, sir. And it all relates, right? We know that. So also, just like Obama paved the way for his agenda, Newsom in California, I'm in San Diego, and I'm going to look for our friend Matt soon. Anyways, it comes on there. I think his name's Matt. Newsom is laying down the law for us now. He just signed something into law, like he can't even make laws, but he thinks he can. And he put into operation that if we make memes or make little funnies about the government or, kind of joke around, we can go to prison. They're coming to our doors just like they are in the UK.
Yep.
It's and so I'm thinking, okay, what are you planning for the West Coast then? Because it's always the West Coast. They always do the drills together. It's always Washington, Oregon, and California, and they do the apocalyptic kind of drills with the amphibian little boats off the coast, because China has those little tanks that are amphibian tanks, which we don't really have. We don't have those. So they're getting prepared for something more by saying that we can't make memes and stuff like that. And during COVID, our
I mean, it's the equivalent of saying you can't do parody, you can't do comedy. It's what it is. But see, so memes are an effective tool. It's like art. It's kind of like modern day art. You know, there's very few artists that you know will paint powerful art. You've got Scott Libedo in New York, who did an incredible presentation at a Trump rally in New York last week, and he painted a painting in like 90 seconds, and it was just amazing. But the point is, you don't really have artists that do stuff like that that has a powerful message behind it. So like memes are like the new art, or like the new comic, like cross section, where you can have a powerful message in like this digital art form, and it always works against Democrats. If Democrats could effectively meme, then they would embrace it, but they can't, because they don't have truth on their side. They don't have humor on their side, because you need some aspect of truth in good humor. So they're just banning them. So they're making it illegal to make memes because it's destroying them in the culture war.
Yes, and it attaches itself to the consciousness. Like, we all know this is a consciousness war, and that's how the best way they can do it. And also, Newsom stopped us from singing in church when COVID came. I think he's the only governor that did that. So that tells you that singing really matters, and so does prayer. Jesus said, never cease praying, okay? If everyone did it together, I think the magnetic field of the earth changes or something that, to that degree. I really do think he was in the science. He knew about the ether. He knew about how to graduate from this earth that we live on. And we have to use all the tools that make up matter in this universe to make it happen. Therefore, prayer works, and collectively prayer works. So I really thank you very much for allowing me to call in. So thankful for you guys.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate that. And we are essentially beings of frequencies and vibrations. I mean, God's creation here, the mysteries, the divineness of our existence and our creation. I mean, it's total proof of God. It's total proof of creation. And they just want to tell you that, you know, it's some sort of a happenstance of an explosion in space. Bull crap. Absolute bull crap. And they've known for years about it's ancient history. Frequencies, singing, resonating. I mean, it's all very real. And that's why we enjoy, at least a lot of people enjoy, maybe going to a concert, going to a ball game, being around other people that are vibrating on the same level, reaching for the same goal. Even if it's as trivial as winning a game, there's something there. It's ancient. It's divine. It's in our spirit. It's in our soul. All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen. Hey, I've got something to add to your clown horn. So why don't we have exploding cigars anymore and stink bombs? That would be good, and we need those.
What?
Exploding cigars and stink bombs. We used to have those in the novelty stores.
All right.
Across America. Yeah, I mean, that was fun. That was good stuff.
So, like, you mean, like, I need to, like, dress up as a politician and, like, light up a cigar that blows up in my face or something? Like, do a whole clown act?
No, Owen, I'm not talking about you. I like you. I'm saying that we should be able to give those to other people and throw those over into the liberal lawn. You know, I throw a stink bomb over there, over the fence and stuff.
So, a stink bomb.
Really, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a stink bomb. That's great. That's awesome. That is totally awesome. That's what America stands for, stood for forever. Hey,
you know, it would actually, if you did a stink bomb on the Krasenstein brothers, it would be worse for them because they're so low to the ground.
Stink bomb sinks to the ground. So
Josh Shapiro, you know, Zelensky. Anyway, all right. We're talking about stink bombs now.
Yeah. Hey, apparently, in the first year of Joe Biden's presidency, he had two executive orders that enshrined DEI policies into the government. That is hugely problematic. No one covered that. The media didn't cover that. I'm sad to say I don't think you guys covered it either. That's problematic because they say in 2060, we're going to be a majority-minority white country. So when you have the academia and you have the corporations and you have a government all enshrining DEI into the fabric of what they are basically going to say white people are the worst scum of the earth and we are going to place them down. And for an example, you had the lady that was on Harrison's show this morning and her son, what they had gone through with this DEI crap inside of the Gettysburg school system, college.
Well, look, everything these Democrats put out there, these buzzwords, it needs to be translated. DEI just means anti-white. That's what it is. It's anti-white, maybe anti-heterosexual, maybe even anti-conservative, maybe anti-Christian, but it's mostly just anti-white. That's what it is. It's anti-white bigotry. It's systemic racism against white people. And look, I don't even care. I don't even die on this hill. I don't sit up here and play a victim and make this whole thing about systematic anti-white bigotry, you know, built in against white people. It's not my hill. I don't fight on it. I don't really care. I'm an American. Whatever, try to stop me, I plow through. But that's the fact. That's the fact. And so they do this opposite thing and they say, oh, all these different groups are the victims and oh, the systemic racism. No, the systemic racism is DEI, which is anti-white bigotry. 100%. That is a fact. I'm not crying victim. That's just the truth. Marcus, thank you for the call. Let's go to Oscar in Oklahoma. Oscar, you're on. Go ahead.
Dude, ain't it funny, dude, that nobody's making any assassination attempts on cackling, you know what, sucker Kamala Harris?
Well, yeah. I mean, careful. They'll false flag one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have to.
And by the way, Elon Musk said that, and then they said, oh, he's calling for violence against Harris. No, you guys literally call for violence against Trump. And Musk just points out that, hey, the deep state's trying to kill Trump, but, you know, Harris is the deep state. And then they say, oh, he's calling for violence.
Yeah, it was hilarious he put that up. It just sucks that he took it down. But I think it's funny that the parties that is for the gun control and taking our weapons for us are all for the assassination attempt of a president that's coming back that they know they can't beat.
Yeah, great point. No calls for gun control after the Democrat assassin tries to kill Donald Trump with an illegal gun. Notice the silence.
Hypocrisy is disgusting. And the mere fact that they continue to try to assassinate him and their disconnect with the American people who have any amount of common sense to see that they are afraid of him getting back into power because they're afraid of losing their power speaks volumes. There's people coming out of the woodwork that are my friends that hated me because I'm Hispanic, and they said I was a traitor to my race. I'm half white. I'm half brown. I'm not white enough for the whiteies. I'm not brown enough for the brownies. But the Hispanics are coming out of the woodworks in droves. Everybody's coming and telling me, dude, you were right all along, dude. We should have been looking at Trump to begin with. Harris and Biden hasn't done anything for us but made our lives worse.
Well, that's just a neutrally observable fact, right? And that's what I'm saying. It's like I'm talking about people that I hang out with, friends of mine, whatever, people at the gym, people at the barbershop, you know, waiters I know, I go restaurants I frequent, whatever. They're not political people, but they make the same observations as everybody else. And it's not even a political observation. It's just my life was better under 4 years of Trump, and you can sling all these insults at Trump, and you can demonize Trump and all this stuff. My life was better under Trump. That's a neutrally observable fact. They cannot take it away. They cannot hide it from the American people. So like you said, so what are you going to do? Well, you're going to stop him from even being electable by putting him in the dirt. And then they sit here, oh, you know, I mean, I'm just so sick. Look, we got all kinds of problems in this country. We got all kinds of problems. We got all kinds of problems, international level, geopolitical level, domestic level, local level, national level. I mean, institution level. I mean, you name it. We got problems from A to Z and back and forth 100 times. I'm just saying, the number one thing we can do that will start dissolving these problems, get serious policymakers in place, serious leaders in place, and just open us up to start solving these problems and save the country, is the Democrat Party, as we know it, has to go away. It has to be politically expired. It has to be politically exhausted and done. That's it. They can't be anywhere near power. It's over for them. It has to be. As a country, they cannot exist anymore. It is a criminal organization. It is a violent organization. It is a propaganda organization. It is a communist organization. It is an invasion organization. It is a pedophile organization. So, I mean, like, we eradicate the Democrat Party politically, all of a sudden we can start to fix things. That's not an endorsement of the Republican Party. That's just. Let's look at how we can solve problems, and let's like deal with the first thing that's in front of us. The Democrat Party has to expire politically. It has to. It is the number one thing that we face at all levels. And then you can start to deal with these more complex issues.
Definitely 100%. And Mike Johnson's got to go. We got to get him out of there.
Well, he might as well be a Democrat.
He is a Democrat, plain and simple. He goes along to get along. He holds hand with them, and he'll talk all this stuff. Where's the 10 or 12 that got the other guy out of there? Why aren't we as fired up as getting Johnson out of there as we were getting the last dummy out of there?
Well, it's a good question. I think that maybe some people feel that they have egg on their face because Johnson ended up being worse than McCarthy. I also think that some of these Republicans feel like, well, we don't want to do more damage to ourselves when we have control of the House. But I don't understand what difference it makes. Johnson has done nothing. There is no policy. There is no result out of the House that you would sit here and say it's worth defending Johnson. I mean, the only thing I could think of, I mean, unless there's a concern that Republicans would vote for a Democrat Speaker of the House, I mean, maybe, then you would lose control of these oversight committees and investigating committees. Other than that, I just don't see the point. And maybe them just feeling, let's just not go through the process again. Let's just not get egg on our face again. Because, I mean, Johnson has been worse than McCarthy. But, yeah, look, it's pretty simple, really. I would say that should we have a good election result, Republicans get the Senate, Republicans get the House. The Speaker of the House needs to be Byron Donalds. I would say that needs to be the Speaker of the House. And I would say the Senate leader should probably be Josh Hawley. I don't agree with Hawley on everything, but he should probably be the Senate leader. I don't think Rand Paul wants it. It probably should be Rand Paul's time, but he doesn't really feel like – I don't see Rand Paul taking the reins of leadership. I'd love Massey, but Massey will never get the votes because AIPAC controls the House, so he'll never get the votes anyway. So, I mean, that's what we need moving forward. If we get Trump, the Senate, and the House, now you can get results. Now you can actually get results.
Well, I appreciate everything you do, Owen. I appreciate you standing your ground for everything you've been persecuted for, man. Stand your ground, brother. We're here for you. We're praying for you, man. We got you back.
Thank you, Oscar. And you're wide enough for me.
Right on, brother. Right on, man. Have a good one, brother.
Thank you. All right. Is that breaking news, guys? We got Trump has just been sued by a Soros Haitian group. Is that what we have here? Breaking? Yeah. Criminal charges filed against Trump and Vance by Soros-backed Haitian nonprofit claiming harassment over Springfield remarks. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. We want the judge to issue arrest warrants for Trump and Vance immediately. There is probable cause, says lawyer representing the Haitian Bridge Alliance. Soros-backed group engaging in election interference by using lawfare tactics to jail Kamala Harris's political opponents with just 44 days until the presidential election. I believe it's 42 now. Maybe we might need to editorialize that. Just never stops, does it? This Soros influence. Now he's going to get 200 plus radio stations under an umbrella. It's trying to jail Donald Trump. I mean, what a joke. What a joke. And, you know, I've said this. I might as well address it now since I'm on air. The news is already out. They have finalized the proceedings in the hearings to shut down InfoWars. And that news is out there. I already made the decision. I'm not going to comment on it. I'm not going to break it down. Alex Jones will be in studio tomorrow. Probably a must listen to Alex Jones show. I'm going to let him speak. I'm going to let him tell the story. I'm going to let him speak for the company. But it's all over the news. And the hearing today closed the door on InfoWars. So I'm just going to leave it at that. There's a chance we could be here through the election, but obviously they don't want that. So, again, that's all I'm going to say. This is Alex Jones' story to tell. You can read all the mainstream media, I'm sure, up and down. I would just tune in to the Alex Jones show tomorrow, and he'll address this. Maybe he will on his social media account that they're trying to take and claim for themselves as well now. Maybe he'll address this before then. But I would just say that's all I'm going to comment on it now. Tune in to Alex Jones tomorrow, and he can tell the story. But the reason why I bring this up, because it's the same thing.
They just sue you, and they just say, nope, we own you now. They just sue you, and they get you in corrupt courtrooms or corrupt districts, and they just say, nope, we arrest you now. It's what they do to everybody. So that's the new tactic. They do it to Trump. They do it to Giuliani. They do it to Lindell. They do it to us. So see what I'm saying? That's the left. That's the left. And it's not even that you start on the political right. I didn't really start on the political right. I just started as a small government anti-corruption, anti-propaganda guy and just started doing political media, leaving the sports media. That's where I started. The left has just gone off the map insane and shoved me to the right. Just like they've done with RFK Jr., Elon Musk, Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, you name it. Let's take one more call from Dave in Arizona. Last caller, go ahead.
Appreciate the opportunity, Owen. You know this all too well. It's the process is the penalty, right? You got to fight your way just through every court hearing. Just dovetailing on what you just said about InfoWars. Sorry to see that. I'm a latecomer to the party. I just joined you guys in May. But what I think is going to happen, if President Trump is allowed to get enough votes and they control the mechanisms of counting at Tammany Hall, vote counters count, not votes nor voters. The summer of 2024, I labeled it this way 2 years ago, is going to be the summer of rage. It will be 2020 to the 17th power. And my pinned tweet back on Twitterverse when I was back there was, it's Operation Chaos. It's a culture war, which has morphed into an inverse revolutionary war if we allow this stuff to continue. The establishment class craves delegitimization of all of our institutions. They divided families. They're erasing culture. They're limiting speech. That's why they want to take you down. And that curtails thoughts. It's 1984. We all know the Orwell marching orders revised by rules for radicals by Saul Alinsky. I'm just not sure why our side, the gelded, old, pathetic GOP, doesn't wake up and push back. Do it for us. Do it for we the people. Do it for our kids, our grandkids, people that we'll never meet. Appreciate all you do, sir.
Well, unfortunately, the Republican Party is mostly cowardice, probably corrupt even to some point. But why do I say get rid of the Democrats? Well, they're the source of most of the problems, but they're the ones pushing for bigger government. The Republicans just go along for the ride, you know? So it's really simple. Vivek Ramaswamy, honestly, politically, policy-wise, is the closest to where we need to be, right there with Thomas Massey. I mean, give me Ramaswamy Massey 2028, you know what I mean? All right, that does it for this edition of the InfoWars War Room. We should be back tomorrow, folks. I'd tune in. Going to be a big day tomorrow.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller. Years ago, we've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks. They're the trailblazers. They're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.